This is the audit committee meeting, the PNB audit committee meeting of April 3rd, 2023. This is the convening meeting. And I am Darlene Pagano from KPFA. And let me, I will call the roll. Or who's already here? I don't have my alphabetical list in front of me, and I have too many screens to juggle. So please help me out and bear with me. So for the record, Marilyn Voigt Downey, have I pronounced that correctly?
Oh, that's right. Voigt Downey.
Voigt Downey. Mm-hmm. Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Susan Young.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
I'm here.
Thank you. Egberto Willis.
Presente.
Thank you, sir. Catherine O'Sullivan.
Presence.
I'm Darlene Pagano, and let's see, we have some other open squares here. Who is KPFT Outreach?
That is KPFK Outreach is Bella DeSoto.
All right, Bella. Bella, will you mute yourself while you observe the meeting?
I need to ask whose decision was it to change the time for this audit committee?
I'll let everybody know that. You'll be able to hear me give that answer.
Okay.
So hold on. Thank you. So I am the convener, which means that my responsibility is to get everyone here as best I can so that the actual work of the committee can be started.
Madam Convener, I think you forgot. Did you get Ellie Lexa?
Oh, hello, Ali, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, the cat. How could I not remember? Sorry. Where was I? So the PNB has, no, the chair of the PNB, excuse me, Julie Hewitt, had asked that all committees of the PNB meet by Thursday, April 6th for the regular national meeting. So there has been a, let's just say, a pile on into KPFTX as to when you could get the facilities to have a meeting. Monday, as I understood, was the regular day for audit. So I went to audit all the regular time slots, Eastern time, were taken. And so I took the one I could get, which was 6:30 Eastern. This is only a convening meeting. And on the agenda that is associated with this, the KPFTX. Our agenda appears, and one of the items on the agenda is to have an agreed upon time and date for the meetings ongoing. So I apologize for such a different time. I was hoping that West Coast folks could show up at an early hour, and for once, East Coast folks wouldn't have to spend their entire evening on this. So thank you. And I'm going to recount. I have 9 members in attendance. Would anyone else like to check that as well?
I'm here, Darlene.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Dingaman as well on the roll call. Okay.
And Sarah, isn't Sarah?
Pardon me, Bella. I don't want to get into a big conflict here, but you're not supposed to even be here.
Okay? Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Bella, you do need to stay on mute as an observer. We'll have...
You just asked a question. Who
but
else?
Not of you. No,
oh,
you
did not
asked,
say...
You
did not say... You did not...
So, I have a list of excused absences. Let me see if I can pull them up quickly enough. Let's see. It is such a good choice for me to only be the convener because running a meeting doesn't seem to be my bailiwick. Update on the...
Darlene?
Yeah.
I notice we have another non-member on the call who's not a member of governance, Kim Kaufman.
Yes, but she's an LSB member. I think she was.
She's an observer for now, Darlene.
Okay, thank you.
But she's not an LSB member.
No, we're not counting her for quorum. Thank you very much. So I have, okay, I need to calm down and not get so flustered.
If I may, this is Bella, if I may be right.
Wally, James is an excused absence. Jake Caldevere is an excused absence. And Darlene has had too many emails coming in today to be able to see straight. Here's some more. So Sue Goodwin did make it. Thanks. Chris Corey did make it. So I'm Wally James, Zach Caldevere, and Sarah Brown from WBAI. So I have those three excused absences. So Susan, who's taking notes, please.
I recognize those, thank you.
Okay, then on our agenda, I've sent out the non-disclosure agreements to all members.
Madam Convener, you have a question from Marilyn.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm on too many screens. Yes, Marilyn, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a couple questions. One is, you said just now that you accused somebody, I thought you said from WBAI, who I'd never heard of, so there might be something wrong with that.
Sarah Brown?
I'd never heard of her.
She's PFW, I think.
She's from PFW.
I beg your pardon. Sarah Brown from PFW is excused. Thank you. Because from WBAI is Marilyn and Catherine. Okay. Non-disclosure agreements. They've been sent out. All of the PMB members on the call have, on the committee, have already gotten signed for 2023. Their non-disclosure agreements, and I believe Chris Corey, from being on the National Finance Committee, is on it. I see that, Fred, you're telling me you got yours. They're not required for this initial convening meeting, but to fully participate ongoing in the audit committee, we need to get those back. We will a couple have come to me. We will be selecting our chair pro tem, and everybody can send their NDAs to the secretary. And if you've sent it to me, I will forward it. So thank you very much for getting that underway. And the rest will be that it's time for some actual governance for this committee. And I have asked if there are any nominations or self-nominations for chair or chair pro tem at this time. And then we'll also do that for the secretary. So I think we should probably do secretary first because we need that function to happen right away. So for secretary for this committee, do I have volunteers or nominations?
I nominate Kim Kaufman. This is Susan Young.
Thank you. Do we have
Bella DeSoto?
You're not part of this meeting.
You
Bella,
are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star six.
No, Bella, you are not a member of this committee. You are a member of no Pacifica committee or activity. And that was the PNB vote back at the end of 2022. I am really willing to have anybody do this work. And most of us all know what that work
is. Darlene, you're doing a very good job. Please just continue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to let's take a 3-2-1. Are there any other nominations for secretary? And Kim, since you've been invited to observe at this meeting, which you can unmute, do you accept doing that work of being a secretary?
Hi, everyone. Yeah, I'll do it. I've been a secretary on this committee before when I was on the PNB. So I'm familiar with it, and yes, I'd be happy to serve to help right now because a lot of people are new on this committee. So yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim, and I'm going to trust that as of this moment, you're on it. In that case,
I'd like to nominate Susan for the chair pro tem.
We have two Susans. Would you?
Susan from KPFT.
Okay, Susan Young from KPFT. Is there anyone else who wishes to nominate or be nominated themselves? Fred, yes?
Fred, I'd like to self-nominate myself as chair of the audit committee.
Thank you, Fred. We'll have to go to an election, but we can select a chair pro tem tonight, and I'll be asking people to help figure out how to do that. Marilyn, you have your hand up.
Yeah, thanks. I got knocked off, so I'm sorry. I just got back on. I wanted to nominate Bella, but is Bella not on the audit committee?
Bella is on no Pacifica committee or event at all. The PNB suspended her back in the end of 2022. And it was reported out from the PNB meeting at that time.
Why can't she run on?
Bella can tell you that personally, but we will not talk about private.
Why did the PNB do it then? I mean,
yes, Mary, you can ask Bella privately because the PNB cannot give out details of a disciplinary action.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Maybe. So back to the nominations for chair. We have Susan and Fred.
Darlene, this is the secretary. May I be recognized?
Absolutely, Kim.
I'll take the count, but I don't have the total roll. So if you read the names, I'll write them down.
Okay, I'm going to call out everyone's name. If you don't hear your name, then you should speak up. Yes, Fred.
Is this the Excuse me, is this the vote for the pro tem or for the permanent chair?
For pro tem, for today.
Okay.
And then you can have regular elections, you know, right. by secret ballot.
Right. So all I'm doing right now, Fred, is naming everyone for Kim's records who is attending.
And how they vote, whether they vote.
Oh, you, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. All right, that's fine. Kim, but then I need to wrap it up as to the nominations. I'm calling that Fred Blair and Susan Young have been nominated to stand as chair pro tem for the audit committee. And now I will read the names of those attending. Marilyn Vogt Downey. Do you wish to place a vote?
Yeah. You mean that's how we're gonna do it? You're not gonna raise hands or what?
We'll do it. We'll do a roll call vote. It'll be
okay. I vote for Fred, certainly.
Thank you. Next is Fred Blair.
I guess I vote for myself.
Thank you. Are we going okay, Kim?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, Ali Lexa.
Susan Young.
I have a screen with the letter A on it. Fred, is that your second?
No, I missed, I tried to rename I tried to rename one of the members, and I mistakenly renamed that person A.
I think it's Susan Young.
Yes, I hear Susan Young from that square. All right, Susan Young, how do you vote?
Susan Young.
Chris Corey.
Susan Young.
Egberto Willis.
Susan Young.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
Susan Young.
Sue Goodwin. You're mute. Thank you. Sue Goodwin. Sue, would you place your vote? Or do you wish to, I don't know, not vote? Okay, Sue, you're unmuted, but we can't hear you. And that's where things stand at the moment. So last on the list, but for Sue, is myself. And I will vote for Susan Young. Okay, one more time, Sue Goodwin, you are not muted. But we cannot hear you. And since I could hear you very well a little bit earlier, I'm concerned that you're not actually online. All right. Sue Goodwin has the right to vote. Can I ask him where the vote stands now?
Yeah, I was just going to say the votes for Susan are 6 and Fred 2. So as much as, you know, I'd like to have Sue's vote, it's not going to make a difference.
All right.
So Susan has been elected pro tem chair for today. And you should, I don't know what your agenda is, but you do want to deal with a permanent chair later on today.
Yes, but for my own personal relief, now that we have a chair pro tem, I get to step back and Susan Young, along with Kim, can you all run the meeting now? Thank you all very much.
Good job, Darlene.
I'm just so amazed that at least a quorum of us showed up. Thank you all. Susan.
Okay. Susan, Chair Pro Tem, thank you, Darlene, for writing herd on all the lists of names and the communications with Otis and working with Fred to get clear on the hosting. I believe that the first order of business should be nominations for permanent chair so that those go to ballot and there's the opportunity for write-ins. I'm going to suggest that Kim, you take the nominations for chair.
Sure.
I self-nominate. Are there others?
For permanent chair?
Yes.
I also self-nominate myself.
Are there any other nominations for chair, for permanent chair? Okay, nominations are closed, and those will go to our tellers for the vote to be taken with the entire committee, and there are opportunities for write-ins. I think
Chair, this is the secretary. There should also be, an election for secretary. I mean,
we actually, it was not called pro tem.
Oh, okay.
So if there are no objections or no additional nominations for secretary, is there any objection to going forward with Kim Kaufman as secretary? Hearing none, that election has been accomplished. Oh, Beth?
Thank you.
Beth, you have your hand up.
Thank you. Yes. All Pacifica elections include the possibility of a write-in vote. And therefore, it would be premature to assume that anyone has won just because ballots haven't been distributed. People haven't had that option yet.
Thank you, Beth, for that clarification. Okay, so then there's one nomination to go forward to the teller for secretary. There will be the opportunity for write-in. Both of those positions will be voted on by the entire committee. Okay, the next issue is when we would like to have meetings, and frankly, how frequently. I suggest that we do a Survey Monkey about it. I also suggest that it would be a good idea for us to have a second meeting soon, because I think this meeting will surface issues. Are there thoughts about this?
Fred here.
Yeah.
I noticed that April 10th was noticed as another meeting of the audit committee, also at 3:30. And I noticed there was some email traffic today between members of the audit committee about the time that some people don't find this time in the mid-afternoon to be convenient. They'd rather normally we've met at 5:30 in the evening.
Can I respond?
5:30
Pacific Standard Time.
I'm finished.
Can I speak, Chair?
Yes.
So Fred and everybody else, when I couldn't get what I would consider a better time slot, I selected 6:30 Eastern because it was the latest one still available, and I put it down for this week and next week in case it was not possible to get quorum at this meeting. So as soon as this meeting is over, I will cancel the April 10th meeting, KFPTX, unless we decide to meet that, that's a good meeting date. And then I'm going to head over there right now and find out if there's a time slot for next week that would work better. So I'll be doing that while we're talking here right now.
Thank you, convener, for continuing to be such an important support. So Fred, is it, I understand there was a traffic, I have seen it. So the recommendation that you would put forward is that this meeting be convened 2 hours later
on the 10th. Is that correct?
Correct.
So perhaps we can, are there any objections to that possible time? Okay, hearing none, Madam Convener, if you would go forward and see if it's possible for us to get that time for April 10th and for the notice to go out to that effect. Beth, is that a legacy hand?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Sorry.
Okie dokie. No problem.
Well, Fred might understand this better, but every time slot on Mondays right now is booked from, please open up here. Oh, hold on. We wanted 5:30 Pacific, so that's 8:30 Eastern?
Correct.
Right.
I'm putting it in and updating. Let's see what it tells me. Hold on, the 10th. Well, I'll be darned. Monday, April 10th at 8:30 p.m. is now listed on the calendar.
Great. So are there any objections to our moving forward with that meeting date and time? Hearing none.
Wait. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at the calendar, and you can add more than one meeting at 5:30. Next Monday, there is also the National Strategic Planning Committee. So I'm not sure if anyone on this committee is on that committee. If so, that's a conflict, but other Mondays do not have a conflict with this committee.
Jim Dingaman's on that committee. I'm on that committee. I'm not sure who all else is.
Right. So that may not be a good time next Monday, but the following Monday is, Monday has just KPFT Finance Committee at 4:00. Well, that may,
No, that's less of a problem because very few people are on both committees because typically they aren't.
Right, except for you. And then the 24th has no conflicts. So.
Well, hold on. Let's look at then the 17th. Or is it the
17th. If you like Monday.
Well, several people wrote to me saying, why aren't we meeting? Why aren't we meeting at the regular Monday time? So I thought that might mean that they were voting, hoping for Monday. Oh, I'm stopping convening now. Sorry, Chair.
Well, thank you for the support in handling scheduling. So if you can, so let me ask, are there any objections to our scheduling the next meeting, April 17th, to start at, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time? Okay, great. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, let me see if I can make it happen.
Okay, so let's
I'll go right ahead. I'll start scheduling.
Yeah, let's keep going with the meeting while you check that out, okay?
Yes, go, please do.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to suggest that it seems to me that there are a couple of very important things for us to accomplish this year. The first is we are already late in starting the audit. The audit is supposed to be completed March 31, and we haven't started the work as yet. So I think there is urgency in performing the tasks we as the audit committee are supposed to perform in advancing that process. And I sent forward an explanation and a motion in advance of this meeting that the California Nonprofit Integrity Act of 2004 calls for the creation of an audit committee for all nonprofit organizations with $2 million or more in annual budget, and that the audit committee recommends to the governance body of the nonprofit corporation the selection of an auditor. So at this moment, the ED, governance board, the national board, has not as yet authorized the ED to go forward engaging an auditor, even though we should have completed the audit by March 31. So the motion that I have to put forward is, and I sent some background about it, whereas the conducting of timely audits is a cornerstone of fiduciary responsibility and best practices for nonprofit corporations, nonprofit organizations, and then whereas the California Nonprofit Integrity Act of 2004 calls for the creation of an audit committee for all nonprofit organizations with $2 million or more in annual budget, and that the audit committee recommends to the governance body of the nonprofit corporation the selection of the auditor. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Audit Committee recommends the engagement of Rogers & Company to perform the 2022 audit and provide for a rotation of audit partners for the engagement. Let me just motivate to that. Best practices call for a rotation of auditors. However, it is not a requirement. And rotating partners is a satisfactory way to deal with that issue. Furthermore, we do not have the time to go through an auditor selection and meet a June 30th deadline for completing the audit. We have got a lot of challenges to get there working with the current auditor. I suggest that the second part of our work in this audit committee, starting July 1, is setting up an appropriate schedule and auditor selection process so that we can meet at the deadline of 6 months following the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th.
Are we opening up discussion for your proposed motion?
Yes, now is discussion. I wanted to motivate it.
Okay.
I did motivate it. Go ahead.
I did read your email and your motion over thoroughly, and basically I have no problem with re-engaging Rogers & Company as our auditor, and that should proceed as fast as possible. But most important question here is, can we afford to do an audit this year? I tried looking up the cost of I looked at last year's audit to try and determine the cost of last year's audit. And unfortunately, the way numbers were listed on that, the NETA and the audit were charges were combined for a total cost of $479,000. So my guesstimate of the cost of the audit was $100,000. Given our financial crisis, does Pacifica have the money to do this audit properly? And I want to open that up. I will support your motion for re-engaging Rogers & Company. Thank you.
We've got a couple of people whose hands are up, but let me respond. I have spoken to Stephanie, and she has, Julie, Arthur, whoever, are reserving out of the proceeds of the KPFK property sale sufficient monies to pay for the audit. Yes, there will be a challenge for our staff to be able to fulfill the role that Nita has fulfilled, but Stephanie has said that the funding for the audit has been provided for. Darlene, and then also Chris.
No, let me take my hand down because I was just gonna report on the financial plan of the sale of KPFK. So pass me by.
Excellent. Chris?
I didn't really have a question. I seem to remember the audit costing something in the neighborhood of $50,000 last year, though. I might be mistaken about that. So I'm just going off memory.
So Stephanie is well aware of what the cost would be for continuing the audit engagement. Fred Blair has spoken in favor. Are there other questions and comments about this motion? Yeah, Marilyn, you're muted.
I know, I'm unmuting myself. I support your motion, but I just want clarification. Are you saying that the PNB let this go when we were supposed to have it done by the end of March and the PNB never got around to taking care of this before now? Is that what you're saying?
My understanding was that, frankly, the audit committee had a lot of disputes last year. And so I do not know that what their continued effort was. But yes, I think it's been a serious oversight by the national board. And that's why I feel there's urgency in the audit committee moving forward.
Could I make a motion that we tar and feather the PNB for being so negligent?
Okay, Marilyn, there are a lot of people who have made that motion and continue to make that motion. You're not the first and you won't be the last, okay? So is there any objection to the motion to recommend, as written, to recommend to the national board the engagement of Rogers and Company to perform the 2022 audit and provide for a rotation of audit partners for the engagement?
May I be recognized, Catherine?
Yes, Catherine.
Thank you. Yeah, just can I ask, I don't know who Rogers are. Can where are they located and have we used them? We have used them before?
They are the auditors who worked with us last year.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
So they're already way up the learning curve.
Chair, may I answer?
Yes.
Something else. Catherine, they are in Virginia, which was they were near, physically near NETA. Nita.
Chair, may I be recognized? It's Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Those auditors have been the corporate auditors for, gosh, I think it's got to be at least 5 years now. Maybe it's only four. It might only be four, but quite a few years now. It wasn't just last year. Thank you.
Right. And once again, the question has been raised about rotating audit engagements and rotating the audit partner provides a response to best practices about that. But I think that reviewing the entire audit engagement should be a priority as soon as this audit is complete. Okay, Madam Secretary, perhaps because this is an important vote, I can ask if there's anybody who objects, but may we go forward? Should we go forward with a roll call vote?
Yeah, are there any objections to this?
I'm sorry, Marilyn? Yeah.
I just want to make a correction. I was on the audit committee last time, and we didn't have any big disputes that could be blamed for this negligence on the part of the PNB. We functioned very well as a committee. So then
why did not the committee come forward with its recommendations about proceeding with the audit last year?
We haven't had any meetings. It's not the audit committee's blame. If the audit committee is not to blame.
Let me just agree. There is fault all around. Okay, so I see no objections to moving forward.
Fred would like to request a roll call vote just for the record.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Madam Secretary, would you be kind to take the roll call?
Sure. And if you can also send me the motion, I'll put it in the minutes.
You bet. I've got it.
Okay. Let's see. Alexa.
What happened?
We're voting for Susan's motion on proceeding with the audit.
Fred requested a roll call vote, which I think is appropriate.
I'll come back to you, Allie. Susan Young, how do you vote? Well, I'll come. Chris Corey, how do you vote?
Yay.
I was muted. This is Ali. I also vote yes.
Okay. Egberto.
Yes.
Catherine O'Sullivan.
Yes.
Darlene.
Yes.
Marilyn Boyd Downey.
Yes.
And Fred.
I vote yes also.
Sue Goodwin. Okay.
May I make a comment? We've received in the chat that Sue is having some health issues. So to please understand if she goes in and out of the meeting.
Okay. Well, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes and nothing no. So.
And you didn't ask me, and I say yes.
Sorry,
you held
sister.
Me to the end, no problem. And even though it may not count in the chat, Sue Goodwin says she votes yes.
Okay. I mean, I don't know whether it's legitimate to add that. There's some controversy about that, but
yep.
I think it's fairly
it's
unanimous.
What is the count now?
8 and 9 with Sue Goodwin.
Okay, so we had a brief agenda tonight. We'll be meeting again on the 17th at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. What I would like to ask everybody, number one, are there other matters that you think we should be taking up tonight? Number two, let me ask everybody to forward, and I realize that we don't know who will be elected chair and permanent chair and secretary, but perhaps you forward to me and to Kim, and we can forward to who would, I apologize, Darlene's got her hand raised.
Yes. I would put it to the group, but Eileen Rosen, who's been the chair of this committee for several years, I have relied on her for a couple of questions about setting up our agenda and everything. Would people like a, I don't know, 30-minute, 20-minute review of what an audit committee does and how we've run that through Pacifica. I know somebody else mentioned that we have new people on the committee, and I was wondering if sort of a synopsis and a chance for questions would be of interest on the agenda.
I see that Chris Corey has said in the chat. He thinks that's a good idea. I think that's a good idea, and it'll help us form our questions. And then we can probably hear back from Stephanie and from the auditor about progress. As Fred Blair has pointed out, we don't have any TA. And so we've got some real, probably, financial management production issues. And we may be able to get some updates about that as well. So thank you very much, Darlene, for helping to set that up. I look forward to hearing from people about what you think are the things we need to accomplish on April 17th. We will forward this motion to the national board so that they can hopefully act on it on Thursday. If there are no other questions, is there a motion to adjourn?
Fred moves to adjourn.
Yahoo! Anyone object to adjourning?
Oh, wait a minute. Are we planning on using... Oh, we don't know who the teller will be. Or do we?
I suggest that we work with Terry and Sarah.
Okay, so I just wanted to point out to people to watch for that email, because that will be the ballot from Terry Goodman.
And we'll send out reminders, and he'll let us know whether people have responded. He doesn't tell us who, but he tells us whether people have responded, and he helps us drive that vote. Okay, thank you very much, Darlene. Again, you continue to be a convener. We can't stop your convening. Thank you, everybody, for attending. Good meeting, and we'll see you on the 17th.
Thanks, Susan. Good night.
Welcome. Thank you all.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Good meeting.